Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris Bangalain and my other co-host, Dion Curry. And I've had a bad motherfucking day. Did we pay you, Barbara? Well, we thank you. We thank you. I'm here with Dion and I've had a bad fucking day. My grandson jabbed me for a fucking suitcase. Where you going? He gonna go swim with the dolphins. He wanted to make a mouse suitcase.
He said he's trying to get away from wet shit.
Wet shit. Your daddy smell like wet shit. They both say they daddy smell like wet shit.
It's like Kia's kids.
What bad when you sit your kid when you smell like wet shit? We'll be right back.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and don't repeat it.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
What up?
Fucking frustrated, stupid ass shit. We got no hell up like shit.
Whenever you wear the brown wig, you be mean.
Yeah, you've had a long. I've heard you had a long weekend.
That wig, I was them kids. I'd have stayed the hell away from you.
She's got a mood wig.
I always knew when my mama was wearing her glasses, she gonna be mean as hell.
I need to take this fucking wig out from the weekend, but it was cute. It ain't cute no more. But so I would like to start off this episode by saying, "Fuck you, American Airlines. Fuck you till your heart stop beating." I would say some evil shit, but I don't want it to come back and haunt me. Let me tell you what happened.
Or worse yet, they put you on a Boeing.
I was going to say, fuck you till your heart stops beating. It's pretty evil.
So I'm in Memphis, right? We're performing in Memphis, and I got to fly from Memphis to Charlotte, North Carolina. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, my titty itch. get up and fly. 4 o'clock in the morning, because my flight is at 6. So I like to get there early because I got a lot of bags. I get there, y'all, and get on a plane. We about to take off. They said, hey, a light came on, so we got to turn around. Okay, cool. Right?
Cool.
The American Airlines, like, that was their only motherfucking plane. They put everybody off the plane, canceled my motherfucking flight. I had to leave. I drove from Memphis to Nashville. And mind you, they didn't. I rented a car at the last minute for $400.
Wow, $400.
Jesus.
So you just gonna cut the Wi-Fi off? Cut my motherfucking Wi-Fi off. I paid it, but it's a time limit on me to use my motherfucking Wi-Fi?
What?
Wait, who cut it off?
Who put parental controls? She put parental controls on you?
She hit you with the Wi-Fi, nigga.
Goddamn Wi-Fi off. Don't cut my goddamn Wi-Fi off.
So last we heard, you had to rent a car for $400, and then you cut off.
$400, drove all the way in a Jeep Pilot with 8 bags and 5 fat people.
Who's with you?
Me, my makeup artist, Trent. He a big dude. My hairstylist, Mimi, she thick. Kiara thick and thin. And then I'm thick.
That poor pilot wish y'all flew.
You're on the plane and it said,
How long? So,
it was a 3-hour drive. So we get there. We got to push it too, because I booked a 3 o'clock flight so we can get in at least 5:30 so I can perform at 7.
Oh, wow.
Then we get there and we delayed 15 minutes. Ooh. I'm like, Lord, what is it that the devil is just fucking busy? I finally get there. This is why I always wash my pussy in the morning, because I just know some shit like this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
I was clean pair of underwear in my drawers. I mean my drawers. Clean pair
underwear. They supposed to be clean when you put them on.
Clean drawers in my purse, and I make sure I take a bath that morning. Because just think about if I had yesterday pussy and I had to go on stage. So I make sure if I take a bath at night, get up in the morning, take a bath again, because I cannot go on stage with a pussy I watched the night before. So make a long story short, I get there, finally get to the gig. Out of all this shit I've been through, this is how hard I had to work for North Carolina. I get there and all the fucking streets is blocked off for St. Patrick. Just drunk ass white people every fucking where. I can't even get to the fucking venue. I mean, all I saw were green shirts and red faces. I'm like, white people, the leprechaun ain't real. Can y'all get y'all unlucky asses out the fucking streets?
Oh, I'm so proud of us.
I was so fucking mad, y'all. I was so fucking mad. Finally, I get to the venue. We rush. They rush. Everybody tiptoe. I said, y'all, they don't replay the hour music over and over and over because we're late. The gates open at 6.
So what time did you end up getting there on stage?
I got there at 6:30, 30 minutes before we, but I, you know, I had to get dressed.
Oh, yeah.
So I convinced to do a little extra time, and I probably got up 30 minutes later. But it was, I'm telling you, and then on top of all of that, y'all, so I told Jazz, you know, to email American Airlines. They said, we so sorry for your complications and all the things that you went through. That, you know, with your flight and all everything I told him I went through. We truly hope you appreciate this $25.
Well, look, on the bright side, your door didn't fall off mid-flight and your wig didn't fly out the
that All I want you to do is give me a gift card. I'm never getting back on American Airlines. Fuck you, American Airlines, you dirty son of a bitches. Let me tell you something. I got my big ass on Southwest. And it was way better because I couldn't get on Delta without connecting. So that's all I could do.
I've been stranded in Memphis before because there's some big hub there. So hello. Larry, let's take a quick
break. It's the FedEx hub.
Oh, it's the FedEx hub. Okay.
Can I call you right back? I call you right back in 10 minutes. All right. What you say now?
I've been stranded in Memphis too. With the most annoying politician in America. It was the longest weekend of my life. There's nothing good about being stuck in Memphis. The airport sucks.
What's new now? The airport is new. So I'm sitting down.
Sucks.
On the way back, we all flying Delta. Thank God for Delta. We all flying Delta. Y'all be quiet. So this white lady stood up. She said, can you watch my bags for me while I go to the bathroom? So I'm looking around. I'm like, all of these white people out here, why you ask the only niggas sitting next to you? Watch your motherfucking bags. So that's what I'm thinking. All these white people you see, I mean, just why you pick us? And I'm not even near you. I mean, she was literally over there and I was over here.
What did you think it was? What were you thinking? Was it a setup? She racist? What?
You can't steal my bags if you're watching them.
Or was this the police?
Is that what you thought, Miss Pat? She sideways racism, y'all.
I'm like, out of all of these people sitting out here, going to Atlanta now, why you ask us?
It's not that you look the friendliest.
So let me tell you.
Have you seen her at the airport?
Did she say, sir? You got a good point. Sir?
I said, don't worry about that. I said, go, ma'am. I keep it on your back. So after she immediately left, hold on, be quiet. After she immediately left, her husband walks up with her son. And I said, yeah, your wife been looking for y'all. She gonna whoop y'all ass. He started laughing. She's sitting there, and I'm talking to somebody, and I said, that goddamn Joe Biden get on my nerve. He about C9. She said, ain't he C9? He's so C9.
Bonding with your Republican friends.
He started going in on Joe. I said, hold on, woman, goddamn. I'm a diehard Democrat. And I said, the motherfucker you like is C9 too. I said, Joe Biden had nobody run up in that goddamn Capitol. So Trent said, Pat, that's my ass. That's my makeup order. I said, what? He said, do you know that it's not that many of us? You better shut your fucking mouth. Talk about Trump. He said, what the fuck is a Delta Lounge?
Does he think that people are going to beat you up?
No, this lady just wanted to go Trump and Biden back. I said, woman, now one of them ain't no good. Both of them old and half dead, okay? Okay? I said, it's going to be an interesting race, but I got to vote for Biden. I said, because I don't like people who say I can see the colors.
At what point did she work in the words you people? I knew you people.
I didn't give a chance. She shot the fuck up.
It was only a matter of time. I can tell you.
You can us.
No, her husband turned so pink in the face. He couldn't believe that she said that shit out loud. He just closed his eyes and held his
I hope no one's TikToking this. I don't want to be on TikTok, honey.
How many times have I asked you to stop talking politics?
Oh, and she wanted to talk to her and yelling, Joe Biden. I said, man, both of them are senile. Okay. Both of them is crazy. Somebody was fact checking Trump the other night, and I don't know who would lie. I don't know if the fact checker would lie or the fucking Trump would lie.
Was saying that he would lie. That nigga will lie, tell the truth, and then lie again. You'd be confused. Like
he literally has had three different positions on TikTok this week alone. They shouldn't ban it. They need to ban it. You know, they shouldn't ban it. Like, what's going on?
No one should have an account, but if I have an account,
I know how to come.
Just account.
I know how that conversation started. So, I like TikTok. So, the lady was listening real hard. I guess she wanted to talk to some black folks. So, my friend said, well, what you going to do when they ban TikTok? And I said, I will go up there and shake the shit out of Joe Biden like a newborn baby. I'll wrap it up. And she said, as you should. And I said, hold on.
I don't think it's that you're black. I think it's that you're the most interesting person in the airport. Did you consider that?
You was talking to a fucking Southern Civil War general. You were like, shake the president. Don't hit Popo.
If I heard someone say they were going to shake Joe Biden like a newborn baby, I would never stop laughing.
He banned TikTok. He going to get his motherfucking ass whooped for me. I ain't playing. Now, I done put up all your seat now and you running in the building and falling down steps. But, nigga, you ain't about to fuck with TikTok. You are not about to fuck with TikTok. I done put up with all that bullshit with you, Joe Biden. We know you can't see no more. We see you walking in circle. They grab you by your pinky because they don't want to grab your whole hand and look like you being led. We know you got that real Ronald Reagan going on right now.
That real Ronald Reagan?
He got all time of dementia and he blind. You better leave motherfucking TikTok alone, you empty skull motherfucker.
Please name this episode The Real Ronald Reagan.
We know what's wrong with him. I was seeing him on the news, that man grabbed him by his finger because he was just standing there. Him and Mitch McConnell, both of them going into that same world.
Did you see? So check this out. This is a St. Patrick's Day parade. Actually, I'm going to redo it to make sure I see. So this is in Wisconsin.
Trump float, and it's a guy in a Joe Biden mask with ice cream just wandering around the float.
I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband, and I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, my name is Joe Biden.
They got him in Skechers just sitting there wandering around the
floor. All right. But both of them pieces of shit. Both of them old and see now. One of them is denying racism. One of them is a loud racist because, you know, they say when you go into dementia, you go back to the person who you really were. So that's who Trump really is. He's just a loudmouth motherfucker. That's who he is. Racist. He don't womanize, whatever you want to call him. That's what he is. So that's what he turned it back into. Because all those years, Trump was like that, but he never talked like that.
He knew how to hide it.
Yeah, he knew how to hide it. But as he done got older, I told you nothing.
Just put it on do not disturb.
When you get old, because let me say that, when you get older, I'm sorry, Kate, you gotta edit that. But when you get older, you don't give a fuck no more. Trump at that, I don't give a fuck. Like, I fart in public. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm not holding my gas. I'm not going to hold my burp. I'm not going to comb my hair every day. This is it. I'm going to put on a fucking hat. I'm not going to be all drop dead gorgeous. I just cannot do that. You know, I'm not stuck in that world where you got to go to the grocery store with high heels. Or, I come from a world where when a bitch is tired, she need to look tired. I'm tired.
Is that world Walmart?
Yeah.
What world is that? Family Dollar?
But I'm not doing anything. Like, I've started now to try to treat my skin, like really put moisturize and do stuff when I ain't wearing no makeup. But I hate a bra.
No more baby pee.
Hey, I think she's lying about that. I offered her a diaper when she met Matthew and she said no.
White piss? I don't think so.
That might be the most racist thing.
I'm not going to put white baby piss on my face.
Hey, Lisa.
That's...
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be in a new house. Yeah.
Patricia Umar over here.
I don't wear no bra. I'm not going to put on a bra until I got something to do. And I hate a fucking bra. My titties are at their best when my nipples are swinging like knuckles.
I don't know why you use plural.
Knuckles.
No.
Nipples.
Fuck you, Chris. Fuck you. You Alabama bastard.
They've been calling you racist in the comments, Chris. They say you a secret MAGA man.
Oh, please. I know. YouTube chat's been calling me racist since the beginning of this podcast. I don't even read it anymore.
Who said MAGA man? He a MAGA man.
Who said that?
Some people on fucking YouTube. Y'all niggas is crazy.
It is crazy. If you're like, people just assume if you're from Indiana that you're for Donald Trump. You're MAGA. I'm for magazines.
Are you going to vote this year? Because none of your people is running.
I don't know. I didn't vote in the primary. Oh, no, the primary's coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
You and I vote don't count here.
If the libertarian sucks, I'm not going to vote for them.
Well, it ain't no libertarian.
There'll be a libertarian here in Indiana anyways.
A limotarian.
The guy that might win is from Atlanta.
A limotarian. He'd be chauffeuring his ass to the pole.
There's one guy from Atlanta that's running. And
nobody want to hear shit about no motherfucking libertarian.
But they keep asking me, hey, will you get him? Can you get him on the pat down? I go, no. Pat barely has me on the pat down.
Don't come over here for, I don't want to hear that motherfucking peanut cracker shit.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is he fighting God.
He fighting God.
That Grand Reaper. That Grand Reaper in his closet right now. Every time you wake up, you better go home with that shit. You're going to be the jelly sandwich.
But I got another house to build, motherfucker.
I like Jimmy because I only think he know he alive.
He don't know. He think going home.
You think he's creepy? You think it'll be that old? Hey, do you know the fucked up part about getting old as a man? You 90 and your dick just becomes something that's in your drawers.
I think you could still pee out of it.
I don't think so. At 90, y'all leak.
Where you think it come from?
Y'all just know my...
Can you imagine how long our balls are going to be at 90, Dion?
I'm not living that long. The fuck? For what?
If you get a bitch who can soak, she can always keep your nuts young.
Sew them under my armpit.
Oh, she can sew them back up to the what is it called? A hank or the yank?
Honey, can you hand my balls into my taint?
What is it called? The hank yank?
The taint? The chode? The gooch?
No.
I like the hank better.
You know, if this is your dick and your nuts in here, what is that called? A yank?
The yank.
It's just the penis goes into the balls. I don't think there's a transitional piece of the body.
The Derek Jeter.
The Derek Jeter.
Okay, you just got ick. So, what is it called? The thrush or something?
I don't know, but keep rubbing your finger like that. It's making me laugh.
What is it called? I'm titty itch. Like, that's your penis.
Right.
What is it called?
The base?
Shaft.
The shaft.
That's what it's
that's
called.
That's the penis.
No, it says the shaft. Okay.
Quit rubbing your finger. It's creeping me out.
Hey, there's a shaft.
Yeah, right.
Am I wrong?
No, it's just so silly. You're like, it's like you're from Michigan pointing to
your hand. Yeah, I think it's a stupid.
And these are your balls. You can sew your balls back up to your shaft.
I don't have extra shaft. I can't do that.
Girls like it when your balls slap them on the booty.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
What'd she say?
She said, you trying to find out who the fuck told me that could be sewed back up. No, I was telling them they live in the 90 and they can sew the ball sack back up to the shaft so it'll look younger. Take the gray hair off of it.
Nice little ball lift. Nobody's looking at that anyways.
Yeah, I won't respect any woman who will fuck me when I'm 90. Get your ass off me, you disrespectful bitch. I'm 90 years
old.
Have
you no self-respect?
Where your daddy at?
Not going to remember anyway. I go over here. So, that's how my day went, y'all. It was very fucked up. And
how were the
no more American Airlines.
No more American Airlines. No more Chef. None of that shit.
Did the shows go okay?
They went wonderful. Thank you, Memphis, for fucking 1,100 people. We had just a few tickets left. Thank you. That was Memphis. Thank you, Charlotte, North Carolina, which it was going really slow. And it just picked up out of nowhere. You know, over 1,000 people was there. Not only that, I probably would have sold out had that fucking parade not been there blocking all the goddamn traffic. If you're trying to eat better in 2024, go ahead on and make it easy on yourself, y'all, with Factor. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that sends chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. You heard me. I said right to your door. They take literally 2 minutes to prepare. Just heat them up in the microwave or on a skillet, and you are all set. No waiting in line at the grocery store no more. No chopping, no prepping, or cleaning up. Just awesome meals right when you want them. With over 35 meals to choose from every week, you have so much variety. And they even have vegan, vegetarian, protein plus, and calorie smart meals option. They never skip on flavor. Factor isn't just for dinner either. Get the convenience you love any time of the day with 55 add-on items each week, ranging from breakfast to dessert. Head on over to factormeals.com/patdown50 and press in the code patdown50 to get 50% off. That's code patdown50.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
But it was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I'm headed to Naples Off the Hook Comedy Club. Mm. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets to come see me and go to MissPatComedy.com. I will be in LA. I will be in LA for the Netflix is a joke. Again, the tickets are at MissPatComedy.com. My husband back is out again.
Oh no, what happened?
Fucking with them big ass dogs.
Gas. Oh, my husband farted so bad last night. I woke up swinging.
Back out from gas?
So he farted so bad, y'all. He got to go to the doctor. I'm telling you, it's something chemical in it. It would not move out the air.
It's that.
Right now!
It's all the Ozempic, I bet.
Who calling Ray? What you say?
It's the Ozempic, I bet. I wonder if it makes you farty.
Oh my God, it is so bad. It is so bad that it go down your nose, through your mouth. You can taste it in your ears. I think shit got to stop. I've been sleeping in a chair because it don't move. It's thick too. It's thick like.
I know. I got those farts today.
Hangs out like a White Castle spell.
Yep.
You go. Oh no, it's thick. It would not fucking move. When I tell you it would not fucking move, it would not fucking move at all.
Because. Fart smokes Febreze. Yeah,
I hate those farts. Dion, you're lucky to not be married because I get self conscious about those. So I'll like lean over, pull the covers,
but it don't smell. It's just air.
I stick my ass out of the covers.
Same here. I fart all the time. People never hear it or smell it.
Speaking of farty pants,
I'm blurry, folks. Yeah, that's how you look.
Yeah, grease it.
Go on, I can't. Go on. You be smelling like wet shit.
Wet shit.
Wet shit smell different than dry shit.
Wet shit.
Smell like a human shit.
It's so dumb, I love it. You smell like a wet shit.
He ate yourself.
Yeah, take the keys. I'll bring them home. Well, all right, y'all. I got to get out of here. I got some more ripping and running to do. I love you guys. I love you.
We
guys.
Love y'all, boy. Chris, I lost a lot of weight. All head now.
Chris, you still on a zip it?
I never was on it. I just actually talked to my doctor about it, and we decided not to do it.
You was on, Chris.
I've just been working out.
Working out?
Yeah. It's called exercise.
Wait, I said food stamps.
He said, I need lube weight every day, but she right here taking shots. I won't even give me no shot.
You do need lube weight.
Well, give me some shots.
Ain't nobody need a shot, nigga.
I stop. Need a boost.
But go, man. Pass the
said, I need the booster.
I need to boost some of the weight off to get started.
Oh. You be smelling like wet shit.
Try me like that, man.
Hey, don't y'all get the fuck off me. Get off me, motherfucker. Don't he smell like wet shit? His son said, oh.
His son who's five.
Your dad smell like wet shit? Bless your heart, baby. I love you. Do I need to read that real quick?
Yeah, well, first say goodbye and then let's do the intro.
Yeah, we got to.
All right, y'all. Make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com for all the tickets. And thank y'all so much for tuning in to another damn episode.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.